sports overnight weekend.
Three, two, one. Happy Memorial Day from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man. Welcome to the grill, folks. The next hour, we're talking sports, having a little fun, poking fun at myself and my co-host, and, of course, anybody else that happens to step into the fray. If you'd like to join us, you can. I invite you. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or you can tweet us at Taco Man Radio. Straight up. We're going to cover baseball to an extent this hour. We'll go to the numbers with Mr. Charles Day at 20 minutes past the hour. I'll talk about the man from PlaysByJay.com. We'll talk a little golf, a little MMA with Scott Coker. And, of course, I'll ask my guys a little bit later in the show, tell me something I don't know. Straight up, Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez, of course, and Zach Attack, one of my co-hosts. Charles Day to join us. You can as well. The man on the other side of the glass is the great, the incomparable Scott Cuddy. You're tuned to Sports Overnight America. Johnny Tacos All-Stars live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio. Once again, for all the troops out there, happy Memorial Day on the American Forces Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Saturday, Saturday.
in the news, charged into the lead in round number three at the Colonial Classic. Straight up, Jordan Spieth, of course, the biggest choke artist in the history of the Masters. We'll never, ever let him live that down, no doubt about it. 2016, the Masters, not something he's going to remember, but not going to want to remember for the rest of his life. But he will talk about Jordan Spieth, the best golfer, pound for pound, right now on the planet, I think. Anyway, just choked that one time. It was big time. Straight up, he was on the big stage. Speaking of the big stage, the man that's always ready for the big stage, Dominic Cadwalader Jimenez. Dominic, hour number two now. Let's talk a little baseball straight up. The Giants are hot, and we know that. The Giants, of course, are on this roll now. This is the year, right? Every other year they win a world championship, something like that?
Yeah, the last three even years they've won a title, and it's kind of given – it's given its way to its own, their own little gimmick, you know, even year magic. The Giants promo and marketing department love these kind of things, and they've done a great job, and they're rolling with it. The NL have a lot of good teams, so it's going to be a lot of work for the Giants. Matt Cain just hit the DL with a hamstring injury. Angel Pagan hit the DL earlier this week with a hamstring injury also. So the injury bug is rearing its ugly head for the Giants. That's kind of what's derailed their odd year seasons lately. So we'll have to see how they bounce back and who steps in to replace Kane in the rotation.
But when they've won these championships, they won it. They haven't been totally healthy all year long. I mean, they've come back from injuries before. And this Bruce Bochy, who I call him like the step and fetch it of major league managers, because he looks like he's a step slow when he's actually a step ahead of everybody else. I mean, he knows what he's doing. I think he's, you know, what can I say? He may go down as one of the greatest managers of all time, but probably not one of the greatest, you know, talkers of all time, but one of the greatest managers of all time. And if he pull off another world championship this year, I mean, that would probably cement him up there with Casey Stengel. He already is, but he would be up there with Casey Stengel. All the great managers. Can you name a greater feat from a manager that he could put forth if he was to pull off another world championship this year? Zach, can you think of another one that the manager could top that every other year, like every other year for like 4 years? Wow. We lost Zach Attack. All right, back to you, Dom.
I think Joe Torre, that run that the Yankees had in the late 90s into the early 2000s, might be the only comparable thing that comes to mind. Yeah, I think that's really the only thing that we've seen in even close to recent history in terms of a run like that from a manager and a team.
Got an email here from a guy who talked a little bit of offense with me saying that Beaners had taken over the Indianapolis 500. Folks, I'm a Beaner. I mean, have some fun. We're having a little fun here, okay? Let's have a little bit of fun. But the bottom line is we're just having some fun. But they haven't taken over NASCAR. Why haven't Hispanics gone into NASCAR, Dominic?
That I honestly am not 100% sure of. Part of it is the main, you know, location. A lot of locations for NASCAR are the Midwest, the South, the Southeast. I don't know. I could
You're
tell
talking
you a lot.
Demographics, baby. Demographics. White folks. White. You know. I mean, you're not going to have a whole lot of Mexicans racing. What was it that Dukes of Hazzard type of cars around the United States? It's not going to happen. I mean, the Formula One cars. I think they came from the Andretti and some of the rich Spanish teams and things like that. And of course, there was some black racers in the Indianapolis 500 as well. But NASCAR just don't seem to be happening. Back to Matt Cain for a second. Somebody shot me an email. Matt Cain's not going to play a big role in the Giants year, so what if they lose him?
Yeah, that's completely wrong because Matt Cain's been pitching well. The Giants need to throw somebody out there every fourth or and fifth day, and that's why the fact that Matt Cain was kind of rounding into form, he finally got his legs under him after the long layoff. Matt Cain, he was huge because the Giants, they're pretty much set with their top three with Bumgarner, Cueto, and Samardzija. And the key going into the season was, hey, can the Giants get enough out of Peavy and Kane to keep them going? Because if the Giants win three out of every five games, yeah, that's great going 3-2. But on the chances in the days or turns through the rotation where Bumgarner, Samardzija, and Cueto don't do their job, they're going to rely on Peavy and Kane to get the job done. And given that they were question marks, Kane being able to kind of round into, I don't want to say old Matt Cain form, because this is a guy that was absolutely phenomenal for a 4 or 5 year stretch. He was better than what most fit starters in MLB are. And the fact that he got hurt, now they have to go to an unproven commodity. They got to go with they're probably going to call up Clayton Blackburn, who's never made an MLB start, or maybe he's made one. So there's a lot of question marks. Jake Peavy, he's got an ERA in the sevens. He won his last start, but he's got an ERA in the sevens. So the uncertainty in the back end of the bullpen without Matt Cain just becomes a far murkier picture.
The picture I think the email was trying to paint there was that Matt Cain has been hurt a lot of late, and he really hasn't had it. When's the last time he's had a complete year?
2 years ago.
Okay, it's been two years.
Not last season, but the year before.
Right. How old is he now? How old is Matt Cain?
Matt Cain, I think he's in his early 30s, maybe 31 or so. He's not too old, but he does have a lot of mileage on him, and that's always a concern with pitchers. The one thing with Matt Cain is he hasn't had a shoulder injury yet, and usually shoulder injuries are what spell doom for pitchers. Saw it with Kerry Wood, saw it with Mark Pryor, Mark Mulder, these guys that were so good. Once the shoulder starts to break down, that ruins everything. Guys can come back from Tommy John. Guys can come back from wrist and forearm stuff, but the shoulders are what messes them up. Cain's had a litany of injuries. He finally got everything kind of taken care of. He had a couple bone spurs in his elbow. He had something else going on with his ankle. Everything looked good, and then he pulled his hamstring in his last start.
Straight up. Hey, Zach, I got to ask you this. How good was this Bryce DeJohn Jones? How good was he?
I mean, he was a good player. I mean, the Pelicans weren't that great this year, so I don't think you can really say that he was, like, an elite player, but he certainly was at least a serviceable NBA player.
Okay, let me read the police report, G. He was shot dead today in outside of Dallas, Texas, I believe. Quote, after breaking in, the intruder, that's the player here, was shot and later taken via ambulance to a local hospital. Joshua Pullen, manager at the Camden Belmont, located northeast of downtown Dallas, reportedly wrote, fortunately, no residents were injured. Police spokesman said that he kicked in the front door of an apartment, called out to somebody, and somebody that did not live there. And then the person that did live there said, look, you need to get out of my house. And then the guy kicked in the second door, and that's when Bryce Jones was shot to death. Good Lord, shot to death at the age of 23. Man, I want to say that this is either a case of mistaken identity, a guy going into the wrong house at the wrong time, or something evil is afoot here. One or the other, Dominic.
Yeah, you know, the report from his agent, the statement made, was that he was trying to reach his girlfriend or something like that to visit his one-year-old child. He had to have been intoxicated or under the influence of something if he were to – I understand going to the wrong door.
Let me tell you what he was under the influence of. He was under the influence of sex. This is what motivates men, especially motivates men late at night. It just happens. I mean, you want to go over the ex-old lady's house or something like that, you knock on the wrong door, you get in trouble, and you get shot. But what the motivation behind all this stuff is, the bottom line is, and that's what makes the world go round, S-E-X. You're tuned to Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Next up will be the man from Plays by J.A.Y. I'm talking about Charles Day, of course, Zach Attack, and Cadwallader, Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez will join me a little bit later in the show when they tell me something I don't know as we close out, of course, hour number two of Johnny Talk and his All-Stars. And if you're joining us for the very first time this evening or this morning or this afternoon or wherever in the world you happen to listen to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network via a plethora of internet platforms, let me welcome you to the Saturday Night Show. I am Johnny Taco, joined by my All-Stars, Zach Attack Young, and, of course, Dominic Cadwallader Jimenez, the man pulling the strings on the other side of the curtain. Of course, the Wizard of Oz around here is Mr. Scott Cuddy. My name is Johnny Taco. You're tuned to Taco Man Radio. Next up, Charles J. talking numbers right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
When I see you on the street, my whole body gets weak.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Why did the 14-year-old Mexican girl get pregnant? Because her teacher told her to go do an essay.
What? Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Half minute left. 15 on the shot clock. Oklahoma City does have a foul to give. Curry works it down. 5 on the 24. Makes a move on Ibaka. Banks it home. 5-point lead for the Warriors. We are now seeing the Steph Curry that we have seen as most valuable player the last two seasons.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Eastern Finals is all over. All about King LeBron. We heard from him in hour number one, of course, the proud king that he is. And I'm sort of happy that he went back to Cleveland. It sort of has that good old feeling, that hometown feeling, you know, that sort of like old time, how can I put this? Sort of that Leave It to Beaver type of feeling. He sort of sounded a little homey in that interview. Anyway, a guy that's never homey, he's always straight to the point. He is, of course, a feature that plays by JAY.com, Mr. Charles J. And Charlie LeBron James, man. Hey, they look pretty good there, closing the door there.
Yes, and it will be the sixth straight NBA Finals for LeBron James. Can you believe it?
Has anybody done six finals? No.
Oh, yeah. Well,
in a row?
Boston Celtics.
In a row?
Right, the Boston Celtics for all those years. You know, they won about, I don't know how many championships in a row, and then when they lost, they made the finals. So I think if you went and looked it up, you'd probably find a lot of the Boston Celtics of the Bill Russell era with Cousy and people like that made it to the finals many years in a row.
Mr. PlaysByJ.com, what was the line today as far as the Warriors in Oklahoma City is concerned?
Well, the line actually opened up in the morning at 2.5, Oklahoma City, and then it actually closed with the people I'm with, 3.5. So, I mean, it moved. And so there was action, obviously, on Oklahoma City in the game and before the game. Now Golden State has been installed as a 7-point favorite for Monday night with a total of 219 for Game 7.
And where do you how do you like that? Where do you lay in those numbers?
Well, I've been giving Oklahoma City the benefit of the doubt in terms of being an underdog because of the fact that I just think that they can play on even terms with these guys. As the favorite tonight, I took the points with the Warriors, though, because this is the way I felt, and it almost played out exactly the way I was thinking. Of course, I wasn't going to predict that Klay Thompson would tie or set a new NBA record with 11 threes in a playoff game. That was out of this world. But, you know, you're talking about a team that has a combo between Curry and Thompson who were not shooting all that well coming into this game. Thompson was less than 30% from beyond the arc. Curry was a little less than 43% overall. So if there was a chance one or two of these guys could really explode, and if Draymond Green had really awakened from that sleep he had for a couple of games where he went 2-for-16 and it just was a general disappointment, you know, you'd see something here. Andrew Bogut, if you watched the last game with the Warriors, had 15 points and 14 rebounds, and he played about a little less than 30 minutes. And that was a key thing for him to be there on both ends of the floor, because he is a guy that who has enough passing ability for them to run a lot of plays through. And so tonight he played 27 minutes, which was really good. And between Thompson and Curry, who scored, 72 points on 52 shots, and then Bogut, who didn't score a lot, but he was there. He didn't get in foul trouble. And also Draymond Green, 12 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists, you know, filling up a stat sheet again. You know, Golden State did the job on defense. The other thing that I was talking about ahead of this game was that Durant and Westbrook took 65% of this team's shots in the last game. That, I believe, that figure was around that again tonight, maybe a little higher. But, you know, they didn't get a lot of help from anywhere. And I thought that the mentality here with these guys was that they were going to take a little too much on their shoulders again. And when that happens, you can force guys into bad shots. They were 20-for-58 on the game. That's 34.5% from the field. You're not going to win like that. 1-for-13 from three-point land. You are destined to lose when you're putting up that numbers, and these guys are dominating the ball so much.
So as the ebb and flow of this series, has it gone back to Golden State? I mean, obviously with the two straight wins?
Well, I think so. This was it. This was the big one, because Golden State had gone into this game with zero success in Oklahoma City in the series. They'd lost two games by a total of 52 points. They'd shot 41% in both games. Ironically, they shot 41% for the field in this one as well, but they hit all those threes, 21 threes. So their effective field goal percentage was much, much higher in this game. This is going to be a tough nut to crack for Oklahoma City, but this is a very game team. I'll tell you, they can hit the boards. They can get second-chance points. They had 16 offensive rebounds. You know, they still have the size. They still have the two superstars. They're going to be right there in this game. I think this will come down to the wire as well. It would surprise me if this was a blowout for Golden State.
During your lengthy tenure, Mr. Charles Jay, of course, PlaysByJay.com is his website. You covered many eras of basketball. You covered the Larry Bird era of the 80s, and there was a question about that, the 70s. When you look at the current era of basketball, and hear guys like Charles Barkley and Oscar Robertson, I keep going on and on, and all these guys dogging this current 2016 era of basketball. Why are they doing that, Charlie?
I think one of the reasons is because they believe there are too many three-pointers being shot. You know, if you go back in time to the early days of the three-point shot in the NBA, and I mean maybe the first 7 years of it, and you watch games, and you can see them on ESPN Classic. You can see a lot of these playoff games with Bird and, you know, with Kareem and all that. You will find that they don't shoot that many three-pointers. I mean, the three-pointer was a real bonus play. Now, it's kind of a real bulwark of the offense for a lot of these teams. They plan around the three-pointer. I mean, look at Golden State tonight. 44 three-point shots taken, 43 two-point shots taken. So you're talking about teams that really put an emphasis on the three-pointer. And it kind of gets to being the sort of game in which it's all about penetrating and kicking it out to a guy out on the perimeter to just shoot the three up. And I think maybe some of these guys who are a little more traditional prefer basketball in which there were a lot of half-court plays being set up that were different and, you know, give and goes and things like that. A lot of but there is a lot of that in the NBA. There's a lot of ball screening out there. There's a lot of strategy going on. But I guess, when you talk about an Oscar Robertson era, you're talking about an era where the big man really had an upper hand when it came to dominating play. The three-pointer really equalized things for the little man out there. But, I mean, you would see a team like Milwaukee, which Oscar Robertson joined up with Kareem in his second year in the NBA.
Lou Alcindor.
Right. Well, it was Kareem in the second year.
Was it the second year? Okay.
Yeah, I think it was the second year in the NBA. But, I mean, when Alcindor got to Milwaukee, they improved from, I think, 27 wins to 55 wins. You don't see dominant centers in the NBA, not too many out there, who can dominate both ends of the floor. There just are not many guys like that. And you see these teams go into these small lineups now. That's a lot different than it used to be, because you used to really have to have that aircraft carrier and some big man and pound it underneath. Now with the three-point shot, a lot of these guys are so proficient at it, it changes the game completely, and maybe some people don't like that.
If we were to compare boxing to the NBA playoffs, compared to the Oklahoma City Thunder, of course, and the Golden State Warriors, would Oklahoma City be in the 15th round, having been knocked down twice? Is that the situation they're in right now? I mean, their back is to the wall. Can they mentally and emotionally expect to overcome those two losses and come back and do it in Game 7?
Well, I think so. And the reason I say that is because Oklahoma City, you know, when you look for mental toughness on the part of a team, you look for a team that can go out on the road in a big situation and win. Oklahoma City beat San Antonio twice at the AT&T Center. They beat Golden State in Game 1 in this series in Oakland. That's three wins over a couple of teams that totaled three losses at home during the regular season. So that was a big mountain to climb for them, and they did it. So I don't think that it's outside the realm of possibility that they could come in here and play a really, really tough game.
Does anybody give a snot about the Sharks and the Penguins playing for the Stanley Cup Finals? I mean, does the sports world, is Las Vegas really taking note of this? Is it a special at time? I mean, because it doesn't seem to have the glow, even though San Jose is like 45 miles away, it doesn't seem to have the glow to me that the hockey of 25 years ago had when it was on network TV all the time.
Good. I like the subject. Okay, I'll do something on the Stanley Cup Finals in terms of content, in terms of maybe some podcasting, something like that, maybe a play or two. Hockey kind of lost me along the way. I can't really explain. I was the biggest hockey fan in the world when I was growing up.
Who'd you like? Bobby Orr and guys like that? Phil Esposito? How about Ken Dryden, the Montreal Canadiens goalie and guys like that? I mean, the Esposito brothers were amazing.
I felt that I was a big Islander fan when I was growing up, and the Islanders were nothing when I was growing up. Yeah. They were an expansion team. But Bobby Orr, I felt, was the greatest hockey, and still do, was the greatest hockey player I've ever seen. I don't think there's anybody like him ever in hockey. He truly did change the game with the way that he played. But, the teams had, to me, many of the teams had real identities. You know, you had the Montreal Canadiens. They were the Flying Frenchmen, and everybody on their team could score.
Charlie, cut that short story to running up on a hard break here. I love you. We'll talk soon. Plays by Jay. Plays by Jay. Okay. He is a genius. Charles Jay on Sports Byline. Next up, the man from MMA, Bellator MMA, the godfather, Scott Coker on Sports Byline.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I've got weeds in the sidewalk and ants in the kitchen.
I told Angie we could help get rid of both and that she could even get one free.
Ace is a place to get rid of weeds and be bug free. Emphasis on free.
Now through Memorial Day, buy Roundup Weed and Grass Killer and get Ortho Home Defense Insect Killer free. Buy 1.1 gallon Roundup, get 1 gallon Ortho free. Offer valid through May 30th at participating stores. Store stock only. See store for details. Limit 1.
A seatbelt can stop you from going into a store. A seatbelt can stop you from climbing a tree. It can stop you from flying or from rolling down a hill. A seatbelt can stop you from doing a lot of things, like crushing bones and damaging vital organs. It can even save your life. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. So buckle up every trip, every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
We take the Silicon Valley and bring in one of the icons of the sports, talk about the man that brought us Strikeforce, and of course Strikeforce evolved into the UFC or was melted into UFC, and now he's running Bellator MMA, Mr. Scott Coker. Scott, a very good morning to you, sir.
Hey, thank you for having me on.
How's things going?
Man, we've been working hard getting ready for our big tentpole event in St. Louis, and we have a good card in Fresno coming up, and you know, we just got a bunch of stuff on the schedule, man. It's going to be an exciting year for Bellator.
Okay, will you take a little tidbit from an ex-boxer here? Rafael Carvalho needs a boxing coach. you can't stand that tall and stand there in the southpaw division and freeze and not do anything. He's so big and tall. If he threw jabs, I mean, his life would be so much easier.
Boy, I tell you, you know, he sure did not look like the fighter that fought against Brendan Halsey for the title. And, you know, his performance to me was really lackluster. And, you know, I hope that he can pick it up because, you know, he is our champion. He's got to represent.
Good-looking fighter and well-built. Sort of almost a John Jones-like physique. Don't you think at 185 there?
Yeah, I mean, to me, honestly, I mean, he's got a complete game. It's just, I don't know why he wasn't pulling the trigger. I think Melvin kicked him a couple times and And Rafael said, oh, man, this guy is a better striker than me. And, you know, why didn't he end up on the ground? Well, I guess he did end up on the ground a couple times, and Melvin fought his way back up. But I just don't think you want to deal with Melvin's punches and kicks.
You know, Melvin, because of the fact that Carvalho, what does he stand, 6'3"?
Yeah, he's about 6'3".
Yeah, 6'3". Yeah, so he dwarfs over anybody else 185 pounds. And, I mean, it looked like, wow, like Melvin was in deep trouble here as far as these two guys looking size to size, man to man. But he got inside those. He's got inside his punches at good times, landed good shots. He fought a good small man's fight.
I mean, to be honest, you know, when I look at the decision, I don't know if I agree with that decision at all. You know, but the judges saw it the way they saw it, and, you know, we have to live by the judges' decisions, and it is what it is. But you're right. When you saw them, you know, standing next to each other, you're like, this is like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Bruce Lee in Game of Death. I mean, you know, he looks so small. And to me, I go, oh, man, this is going to be tough. But, you know, the other thing that kept Melvin at bay was, you know, him getting gouged in the eyes. And finally, he got, you know, a couple of calls on that. But, man, it's you know, that performance really was not spectacular.
Let's before we go to the future, let's talk about the current heavyweight championship. Has it been declared vacant now? Is the Bellator heavyweight title vacant?
Yeah, the heavyweight title is vacant. We still have Minnikoff on the contract, but you know, until he decides to come back and fight, you know, we're going to move on, and you know, we're going to have something fun to announce. And I think that you know, something that we have a lot of people in order in line here, you know, to fight. And you know, you have Tarantov, we have Matt Mitrio now. We have, you know, a lot of up-and-coming young guy, kids. You know, King Mo wants to move to heavyweight. And so, you know, we got a pretty strong heavyweight division. Bobby Lashley's name's in the mix. So you toss all that together, we're going to have a fun time, you know, crowning our next champ.
Let's talk weight classes. We're talking weight classes with Scott Coker, of course, the president, the CEO of Bellator MMA. Of course, you can always follow Bellator on Spike TV, or just go to their website, Bellator.com, and they'll take you all over the place as far as their schedule is concerned. But the current situation with heavyweights, I saw a film of a guy, I think he was like 7'1", some Chinese guy from Asia, kickboxing. Do you know what I'm talking about? The guy's like 300 pounds. Have you seen a picture, any films of this guy? The monster?
I have not seen a picture of him, I don't think.
Yeah, that was pretty frightening. What I'm trying to say is there going to be a weight division for guys over 265? Is there going to be, because athletes are getting bigger. We never thought there'd be a heavyweight champion walking around being 260, 265, you know, 25 years ago in the world of boxing. Not really, except for the exception of Primo Carnera. But will there be another division? Is there going to be a super, super heavyweight division in MMA eventually?
Well, you know, that's a good question. Right now, we don't have anything planned. And we've made all our fighters come down to 265 or make 265. But there's some big boys out there, like you said. And, you know, we get a lot of emails and a lot of, you know, bios being sent to us. And there's a lot of big guys out there. So it's something we would consider, but right now it's not in the books.
Okay. I got an email the other day because somebody knew you were coming, and they asked me, will Royce Gracie and Ken Shamrock do it again, seeing the controversy that last time?
Boy, you know what? I don't think so. I think that, you know, that's kind of...
That's run its course?
Yeah, I think the third fight has run its course, and I think Royce just proved his dominance, you know, with that victory. And you know, Royce told me something really interesting at the fight. I go, what happened, Royce, you know? And he said, you know, Scott, I fought this guy when there was no rules, no gloves. You could, anything went, and there was no time limit. And it was just, you know, the beginning of the MMA world. And, you know, we had our fights back then. And, you know, he goes, I hit him in a hip flexor with that knee. He goes down and he cries about a groin shot when, you know, they had all those epic battles in the past where there was, you know, virtually no rules. He just felt that, you know, that Ken didn't step up and that he didn't really want to be there. So I think that, you know, in my opinion, I think that we're pretty much over it.
You know, speaking of cups and low blows, I don't know if you remember this, but you don't go back this far, neither do I. But in the 30s, when this guy brought out this protective cup for boxers, he went around the country on a railroad car, and he would get off in different cities, and he would invite people to hit him in the groin with a baseball bat. And I'll tell you the truth, I've been hit a few times low, and the only time it ever bothered me is when I was losing a fight. You know what I'm trying to say there, Scott? I needed a few seconds to try to collect my thoughts there.
Yeah, I mean, good point. I mean, it was like, you know, I don't know. To me, you know, I'll tell you a story, and the story comes back to the fight. And basically, when I saw Royce, I was in Israel. We're setting up the fight in Israel for the end of the year, and Royce was just happened to be there, and he didn't come with us, our group. He was there teaching at his schools. He has two schools affiliate schools in Israel, one up north and one in the south. And I said, hey, Royce, what do you do for dinner tonight? And he said, well, you know, nothing. Let's go hang out. So we hung out, and he introduced me to some military members. And he said, tomorrow I'm going to the Navy SEAL base to teach a seminar for the Navy SEALs of Israel. And I said, well, I'd love to go. So he arranged for us to go. And the technique that he taught him was exactly the same technique that he did to Ken. You know, go in there, shoot for the hug, take him down, ground and pound him, and then, but basically it's a jiu-jitsu 101. And so when I look at Royce's game, man, he still has a strong, you know, MMA fighting game. And
right.
I can't say that about, the other guys that maybe at his age that want to continue fighting or, you know, I mean, this guy has not changed his game, but he just does it so well that, it's like Gracie Jiu-Jitsu 101, man, and that's exactly what he did to Ken.
Talking Royce Gracie here, but that being said, with the involvement of the game, the fact that, you know, boxing 101 is such a major part now in the world of mixed martial arts, you've got guys with wrestling bases and things like that, all these different facets coming into the world of MMA. Could Gracie compete on the upper echelons of the heavyweight division today?
Well, you're talking about are you talking about the Gracie from the 90s, or are you talking about the Gracie today?
You know what I'm just trying to say? I mean, what I'm trying to say is has a Gracie from the 90s evolved into a different fighter than the Gracie of today? In other words, could he put all these elements together and compete in today's world if he were, like, 29 or 30 years old again?
Yeah, I mean, I think that Royce would, would evolve with – he would evolve with the sport. And, but was he the best boxer back in 93? Of course not, because, you know, at that time, it was all about, hey, Gracie Jiu-Jitsu is the best, and this is how we do it. But, I'm sure knowing Royce and knowing, you know, how he feels about MMA and as he evolved, I'm sure he would be up with the times.
Return to Spike TV, Eduardo Dantas, 17-4, taking on Marcos Galvao, 17-6. These guys are battling for the Bellator Bantamweight Championship. That's Friday night, June 17th, on Spike TV. Talk to me about the champion first.
Well, I tell you, there's a kid, man, that had a lot to fight for and promised him his mom he was going to win the title. And I don't know if you saw the promo piece there. That countdown show we did, but it was really emotional, man. This guy, it meant so much to him to win that title. And, he pulled it off, and it was a great, great victory. And Dantas is a kid that, we tried to put this fight a couple times, and somebody got injured, somebody got sick, and finally it's coming back, and it's going to be a great night of fights. And it's going to be in Fresno. It's going to be live and free on Spike.
June 17th, live at the Save Mart Center in Fresno, California. Galvao and Dantas, too. It's a rematch, folks. Check it out. Bellator MMA coming live to Fresno, California. Now we switch gears. We go to the 24th. Guess who's back? The Rampage. Quentin Rampage Jackson's back, taking on a guy named Ishii. First of all, Jackson competing at heavyweight. Can he not make 205 anymore? Is this a decision you guys made together? What's going on with that?
Yeah, we just said, look, what weight do you feel comfortable at? I mean, this is not a title fight. And, he said, look, this is the weight that they want to come in. And so we contracted the weight for, I think it's only like 10 pounds off the 205. It's like 216. And Satoshi Ishii was okay with that because he also has, been competing at heavyweight and light heavyweight. But I'm not sure if you know much about Ishii, but he's a guy that has really a great pedigree in Olympic judo and has become a complete mixed martial arts fighter since his, days as competing in the Olympics. But to win the Olympic gold medal in judo for the country of Japan, that's a big, big deal over there. And, he's He's had a lot of fights, but he's, you know, his only four losses were to Mirko Krokop, Fedor, in the last Ryzen tournament he lost. But, you know, he's got a great record, man. And I think this guy, his game plan is going to be, he's going to try to get Quinn down to the ground. And if he can, you know, Quinn's going to be in trouble. So this guy's going to be a beast on the ground, and Quinn's going to try to keep it standing up. And if Quinn can do that, I think that he'll knock out Ishii. It's going to be an interesting matchup, interesting style.
June 24th from the Scott Trade Center, St. Louis, Missouri, Dynamite 2. It'll be live on Spike TV as well. Now, you guys are going to London. Tell me about going across the pond. You go July the 10th, the 16th? Which is it?
Yeah, July 16th. We're going to London to the O2 Arena. We got, you know, we announced some great fights. Kimbo Slice is going to fight James Thompson. And that is, you know, a lot of people don't realize that's the most watched fight in the history of MMA in the United States. It was on CBS. I think it had 7.5 million viewers live. It was Pro League that was promoting it. And I think that was in Florida somewhere. But that still holds the record to this day as the most watched event in the history of MMA. So, you know, we're happy to put that fight on together. It's going to be at the O2 Arena. And that also will be on Spike. I think it'll be a couple hours delay. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're not going to show it that far apart from the live broadcast. And in the UK, it's going to be live on Channel 5. And that's on terrestrial TV. That's like CBS here in the U.S. So it's going to be a big deal for MMA throughout the U.K.
When you guys had that deal with CBS TV and Nick Diaz, the Diaz brothers had that riot on TV and sort of canceled the contract, did you want to choke Nick Diaz after that? I mean, how much money did that cost you? A lot, huh?
Well, you know what? Here's the thing is that, you know, we didn't have like an ongoing contract. It was a one-off basis on CBS. And, you know, that was an unfortunate situation. Really, it was our fault. And that, you know, we let all those guys in the cage. And who would have thought? I mean, all the years I've been involved in the fight business. Yeah, you know, I mean, that's, you know, one time something like that's happened. But, you know, it was really Mayhem Miller that started that whole thing. He and his manager at the time, I forgot his name, but, you know, they were like, hey, should we go in and challenge Jake Shields? And Mayhem Miller comes up to me after and goes, well, I didn't think they're going to jump me. I'm like, Mayhem, you got Nick Diaz, Gilbert Melendez, Jake Shields, and Nate Diaz, and you're going to go, you know, talk in their face, and you're going to think that's okay? That's not going to be okay. And you know, we had a little conversation after, but it was too late, and the fight already happened, and, you know, it's just an unfortunate situation, and, you know, that's something that was a big learning lesson for me, and, you know, it's something I'll never forget.
Only on live TV, though, huh? Only on live TV.
Yeah, only on live. Remember Gus Johnson? Guys, you're on television. This, you know, I don't know.
Scott Coker, all the best to you. Bellator CEO, president. Check him out, Bellator.com. Look forward to talking to you real soon. All the best, sir.
Thanks, buddy. Bye now.
I got my first real six string. Boy, it at the five and done.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you.
For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Love it when my guys can tell me something that I don't know, because, you know, I'm such a knowledgeable guy in the world of sports, right, at large? Not always. Bottom line is, Cadwallader, tell me something I don't know.
Bad news for Bay Area soccer fans who are hoping to see some of the greatest soccer players at the Copa America Centenario at Levi's later in June. Leo Messi from Argentina and Luis Suarez from Uruguay, both likely to miss it with injuries picked up over the last week and a half.
Interesting. Zach Attack Young, do the same.
Okay, well, Shane Mosley fought tonight. That's one thing you may not know. But his opponent was Victor Avanasian. Sorry, the name's a bit tough. And the trainer of Shane Mosley was boxing legend Roberto Duran.
The great Roberto Duran. And here's my question for you guys before I let you go, and you can answer this next week. If hockey is so hot in San Jose where the Sharks are playing, how come there's nobody willing to give up sex on Craigslist for a hockey ticket? But they're willing to give it up for an NFL ticket. Real quick, Dominic, anything?
The cost.
Cadwallader weighed in there. How about you, Zach?
I'd say the distance.
the distance. Now the game just doesn't have the bang that the NFL does. Cadwallader, have a wonderful week. Say hello to Mom for me.
I will. Enjoy the residuals coming up this week.
Thank you so much. Zach Attack Young, you have a wonderful week, man. All the best.
Thank you, Pedro. Have a great week.
I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco's All-Stars, live on Sports Byline.